Blog Talk Radio.
I hope this works, because otherwise I'm going to be mad. Let's see. Let's see if he's ready. Gonna call that bitch. Well, before we begin all this shit, but I want to make sure that I'm on, because I hate wasting my time. So let's call him, because I want to know if this works.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
You hear me? Hello? I don't know if it worked. There's no way to know. Dialing. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
You can?
Through in a...
Okay. Well, I just needed to see that someone can fucking hear me. So the only way you're going
to
get...
Yeah, I heard you on the radio, and I'm like trying to text you and shit, and the phone just like shut me down.
Yeah, I hate your phone.
Yeah, but you're good. I heard you saying, like, I used to call him...
Good. I don't know how to see if it's not working without help. But it's the year of the rat. Do you know that?
What happened?
Did you know that this year is the year of the rat?
No, for real? That's why everybody's snitching.
That's not what that means. But, yeah, I guess. No, everyone's snitching because they're pussies. They talk big game, but they can't even fucking produce. So this year is the metal year of the rat, actually. And I'm born the year of the rat. But this year is the metal rat. It's going to be strong, prosperous, and a lucky year for almost all Chinese zodiac signs. Everyone's going to show determination regarding their goals, aspiration, and even their hobbies. Great year for finding, and evolving. Founding and finding and evolving. very specific things. It's a year of, what is it called? Shadow work. I've mentioned this before on the show. I don't want to give anybody the answer because you got to go into, look into what it is, read about it, and then search within yourself, because this is the most important things to do right now is shadow work. That is the way that you heal from past traumas and then some. So next, I just told you what it was. You're going to have to look into it and read about it so that way you can understand it. Because, and that's for everyone. You got to be at work in an hour. Anyway.
Oh, you do?
No, you do. In the beginning of the year, the first days of February, extremely bright and full of motivation. I am off today. We've received a gift. A new, clean, fresh year with no mistakes and no regrets. Actually, we are in imminent World War III right now, so a lot of mistakes were made already for us on our behalf without our permission. So I don't think it's a year that's began with no mistakes or no regrets. There are plenty. But anyway, for your own person, if you haven't fucked up and yet, and it's only, what day is it? What's today? It's the 5th, you're doing good. Congratulations. You've done 5 days in January without fucking up so far. Godspeed.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, the year of the rat is going to bring us creative energy and energy which can manifest by fulfilling plenty of things you wish in your life. You will have the surety that everything is possible. And you are the creator of your own life and that, yes, you have the power to be whoever you want to be. Officially, the Chinese Year of the Rat starts January 25th. And in order to have a great year, we are advising to include the Chinese Year's menu of what the rat likes to eat, which means nuts and all kinds of cheese, and to wear during the party the most precious clothing and jewelry, because the rat loves opulence. I do.
You sound stupid, bro.
The metal element creates water, which means productivity and activity for the metal industries. These include the production of cars and machinery, IT, high-tech industry, cosmetics, and health. Take advantage of it. It isn't available every year, but right now, it can be a fundament for new habits and actions that you've wanted to initiate for a long time. So, if you're born in 1936, 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996, and 2008, you're born of the rat. I believe I'm a wood rat, which is very interesting. Yeah, I'm a wood rat. So, on with the forecast then. I just wanted to bring some things up to the table, and I got a few requests. Oh, by the way, I did a very, I don't know what you would call it. I call it racy. It's very brave for me to do a video like this, but I did it, and it's reached over 3,000 people, and somebody commented in French, so I have to figure out what the fuck they're saying by translating that shit. So that means someone in France saw my shit. Yeah, so Sean says we're going to jail. I say I'm going to be shot.
Oh, shit.
So,
any way you put it,
so,
something bad's going to happen to us.
I don't know, but I'm speaking out, and we don't just do forecasts and tarot readings. We are all about getting back at the government. By exposing all their bullshit. Yeah, people do know the truth. They need to know. They need to know the fucking truth. Okay, so yesterday, usually, I know, right? Usually we do our forecasts on Saturday mornings before Sunday when I usually go to work. But I've been sick, so, and we did a conspiracy show last night. So I'm going to make this really fast because I have something to play for our meditation part, and it's really good. I like it. All right. So, from All right. So, from January 5th to the 11th of 2020. The full moon will occur on Friday on the 10th at 2:21 p.m. In the sign of Cancer, an especially potent full moon, as it is a lunar eclipse, with the Cancer-Capricorn axis involved. This lunar eclipse presses us to look more closely at our needs, lacks, and wants in our lives, concerning the balance between our private lives, domesticity, our need for home base and nutrients, represented by Cancer, versus our public lives, careers, reputation, and accountability, represented by Capricorn. Attachments and love are ruled by Cancer, while achievements and rewards, punishments, are ruled by Capricorn. Ugh, sounds like a bad time. In some ways, the polarity deals with the balance between unconditional love and conditional love. My mom's a Cancer. She's all about that shit. Cancer encourages us to value our home base and our roots, while Capricorn persuades us to consider our sense of duty and responsibility along public or professional lines. While Cancer may be content or to be dependent, Capricorn urges us to be grown up and responsible. Cancer represents the origin, and Capricorn represents the goal. Neglecting either end of the axis will surely backfire on us. Ideally, a balance should be found between the two energies, and this is what the full moon invites us to do. Full moon is about balancing our commitment to our career and family. Something has been building inside of us, and now is the time when the energy of the cosmos fairly demands that we let it out. Over the coming weeks and months, we'll discover that this means for us. For now, we can't seem to sit on our feelings. That's all I hear. We need to express them. The full moon illuminates this conflict. Some, you hear it now? It's pissing me off. Some sort of crisis.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? I'm going to sip this coffee real quick. Sorry, bitches. I don't know why, but I hear a s- in everything I do.
We're going to jail.
Nick, we need to sound it out. Anyway.
Hey, dude, are you talking about that shit in a minute?
Over the coming weeks and months,
Captain Cobra,
we'll discover what this means. I hate this for us. The full moon illuminates this conflict, some sort of crisis, which can be a crisis of consciousness, dying, or sudden awareness of a lack in our lives, provides us with a golden opportunity to explore our emotional needs within the context of the house. Please kill me. I sound like a snake. I'm turning into a snake. That's what what's happening here.
It's a wisp.
I don't have a lisp. That's not what that is. I hate you.
I was joking.
I want to kill you.
No, okay. Right, I'm sorry, dude. I couldn't help myself.
I'm sorry because I'm a snake. This won't stop. This is killing me. I can't take this seriously anymore. Anyway, yes, now help me.
Oh,
come.
There she goes.
There she is. Come on. Come on. Come up. Yep. There we go. Yeah. Yep. That's right. You tell him. She has libations to share. Anyway, some sort of crisis, which can be a crisis of consciousness or a sudden awareness of a lack in our lives, provides us with a golden opportunity to explore our emotional needs within the context of the house polarity, where the eclipse occurs in our natal chart. Relationships may be challenged, broken, or strengthened dramatically at this time. Our discovery is emotionally charged and dramatic. Epiphanies are likely at this time as we become acutely aware of our lack. This understanding can propel us into positive action. Full moons and lunar eclipses bring issues in our lives to fulfillment. Our emotions are heightened, and there's often some sort of drama involved with the house and sign and any contacted planets activated by the full moon. But of course, look to 10 degrees of Cancer and Capricorn in your own chart. This lunar eclipse gives us a cosmic push to make needed changes in our lives. The area of life activated by the eclipse may see dramatic turns, after which the path is clear to move forward. Note that whatever happens at this time is nothing truly new. The issues have been brewing inside of us and emotions have been building. Something comes to light and the time of the full moon, and if we get in touch with our emotions, we can get a better idea of what needs to change or what needs to go. This lunar eclipse in Cancer is bound to thrust us into a state of heightened awareness of flaws in the structures of our lives, in our homes and family structures. Decisions made now are emotionally driven. It occurs when the sun is aligned with and just days before the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. We're challenged to face our attachments, emotions, and needs for nurture at this time. Even though it's been very much about where we're heading these days, note that June solar eclipse will bring on new beginnings related to this eclipse's epiphanies and realizations. That's great. The phase of the moon occurs at 20 degrees and 0 minutes of Cancer, opposition the sun at 20 degrees and 0 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 16 to 24 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, fuck me, Libra, and Capricorn, most significantly, suck my dick. I'm drinking some coffee to that shit right now, because that's bullshit. That's all I got to say. Bullshit. Fuck you, fool. I'm going through that stuff right now, and I've been going through it for weeks. When we had the conjunction and everything with Venus and such, this annular solar eclipse. Yeah, it's been happening. So if you're all of a sudden going through your dark times again, and it's just coming back up, even though you feel like you've healed from it, let it happen. It's normal. It's not you. It's the cosmos doing it for you, because shadow work right now is very important. So now that leads us. What time is it? There's literally someone here.
11:27.
Oh, yeah. Seven? I got 40 minutes. Welcome. And 43 seconds. Let me make room. Dude. I got my sage going. Yeah. All right. Well, sometimes we never get to the meditation part, I tell you. But it's meant to be there. So I've got the chat side open. Sometimes if I don't get the chat side open and people start pouring in and they start calling all at one time, what I've learned is if you go to the chat section when you call in and just put in your question there and wait, it actually works better, because people seem to start sitting on the line, and then I guess it just eats up too much bandwidth, maybe. But I've been having people do that. If you're waiting, and I haven't gotten to you yet, the chat section is open, and I'll be able to see you. And I can, just by using that, that'll kind of relieve a little bit of pressure on the station, if you get what I mean. It's a little trick I've been learning. They're weird. Yesterday it was really crazy turning on. It was like, they're having significant problems. Well, bitch, yeah, fix it. We're trying to get on the damn radio here. I don't know. I do like the platform, but I feel like they're in over their head already. because they just kind of blew up. All right.
Yeah.
Shuffling cards. All right, let's see. Welcome to That's the Tea, the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. Pretty good, thanks. Yeah, I've been really introspective. Now I know why. I'm dealing with stuff.
Yes, I feel you on that. It is like, why? But yes, that's why. So it's good. It is. It's good. So where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, excellent. So what can I do for you today?
I have a question regarding work. I met somebody online that I'd like to do a project with, and I was wondering how to see that going. His initials are LB.
Okay. So let's see. So you want to know where this project is going to go, correct?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if we'll get along, if we'll work on it. Mm-hmm.
If, yeah, the artistic view clashing, yes, it can be very questionable. Yeah, sure. We could do that. So I'm going to find you on the grid. So let's take some deep breaths, and we're going to pull some cards. So we want to know what this project is going to turn out to be. So right now we have the meeting. And now we have the future. There's a lot of mental... when we did the first card and it was the initial meeting, you got 10 of swords. So that was kind of like you kind of cutting off certain things and tying up loose ends from other things and then creating something new because you've got the 10 of swords. This is your mental thought. So I threw another card on top of that, and that's the Queen of Swords. So you are basically the person that's creating this and calling the shots. So I threw another card on top of that. So you got the Six of Cups. So this is a good place, a good spot emotionally and mentally for you. And you could see something coming from this. So I put the future of what it could turn out to be. So we have the Ace of Pentacles. And you have the Justice card. And I pulled another one, and it's the Ace of Swords. So there's a lot of, I want to call it... my tongue is stuck for a second. Hold on. Psychic magnetism. So, obviously, you have the right momentum for this. You have the right foundation beginning. So, it looks like it's going to be a good start, but you have the Justice card. So, basically, how it's going to go is he's going to respond to how you treat him and how you approach him because he is an emotional person. And he goes not just on judgment, but on emotions and feelings. So he matches energy. So if you match energies, and if you're on board, like keep everything above board, and you approach it in a good way to where he can respond, not through just judgment, but emotion, then it'll work out because it's tit for tat with him. So... if he's treating you bad or not, or arguing with you or not agreeing with you or whatever, then you need to look at how you approached him.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And just for safety, I pulled out a final foundation or future. Basically, the final cut, you would say. You got the star, so it's pretty good. It looks like it'll be pretty good. You just have to know how to bring it to him in a way that he can respond.
Right, right. It's all in the communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. Yay. I'm glad I was able to help.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, thank you for that explanation.
And you're welcome. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Blessings to you and yours. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Woohoo!
Have a great day. Yeah.
Hello.
That's the zombie tea party.
Hi, this is Suzanne. And I was wondering, do you see me any love life, a man coming into my life, or a new job for January?
Ooh. We want to know what's in the star. So where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Oh, wow. We are super popular over there today. All righty. So, yes, we can. So let's get this thing started. So you want to know if I see anything coming your way in the work section of your life or the love section?
Both.
Correct? Both? Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to find you on the grid now, and I'm going to separate these two in sections. So we're going to kind of access little tidbits of your life and then go from there.
Okay.
So let's begin. This is your present. Oh, wow. Your left, I feel this will be your love life because you have the Ten of Swords, so you ended something, and now it has been time of healing, obviously.
Well, I really didn't end anything. I didn't have anything to end.
Let's do this. Well, when we end something, it's not actually a relationship all the time. It's
okay.
A way of like thinking, like, for instance, me right now, I do not need a man. And I haven't cut off that way of thought yet because I'm not ready to do what you're ready to do. So when we change our minds, it's kind of like a cycle that we were in, a way of thought, if that makes sense. So that part has ended. So now we have that. So your love life. Okay. All right. So there's a lot of energy going on here. So I have your present cards here. We laid down your first basic foundation, your Ten of Swords there. So we're cutting off ways of thought and changing in a way mentally. For your right now, we're doing the left side. It's very hot and heavy. We got the Knave of Wands for your beginning of right now, the notion looking for that feeling, that love spot. So right now we have set out. The mindset is, okay, I'm ready to start being with somebody. So right now, on top of that, you have your Queen of Cups. So that is further bringing somebody's ready.
Good.
So, as far as the love section goes, I do see a male in the future. It will be sometime, weeks to months. It'll be 10. It's the number 10. So you have the Ten of Cups, meaning that it's a good foundation and there's happiness there. And
I have
there
a
is
blind date tomorrow. So.
Excellent. So let's hope that this one goes well. But again, when you go on this blind date, don't go in thinking, oh, this is going to be the one or he's going to be shocked. Make sure you're shocked.
Well, maybe I'm hoping 10 days or 10 weeks. I'm not waiting 10 months. I'll take anybody at this point. I'm not waiting 10 months.
Well, 10 of Cups is, let's see, fire's the fastest. Yeah, it'll be 10 weeks to 10 months on the happiness part. Now, this could mean that this blind date goes great, and then in 10 weeks to 10 months, it'll bud into something more. Or it could mean that this won't be the only blind date that you have. It does not give a specific because it's only the Ten of Cups. But it is saying that right now is a good time to attempt.
Good.
And it looks like it's going to be all right. Just don't, you sound like you're an older lady. So you've already been on the bike. So right now.
Well, thank you for saying that. I sound like an older lady.
Well, as in more mature. As in, what I mean is you know what I'm saying. Some of the guys these days, like, we just go for the first one we try dating, and it just never works out. So I'm sure you've probably experienced that before. I know I have. If you haven't, that's awesome, but most of us have. So you know what you want, and you know what you need. Now, for the job part, right now it's talking about remain strong, keep throwing your noodles out there until one sticks. But right now, as far as the future, you got the Five of Cups. So it's right side up, meaning it's a window, rather a door. So the opportunity does not look it's going to come immediately. And I threw down, oh, you have a lot of queens here. So you do have the Queen of Swords in that. So keep trying. But right now, no for sure job in the midst.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day and Happy New Year. All right. See.
Yeah, I think she's left the line.
Hello.
Here on Zombie Tea Party. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little sick still, but I'm good. We were able to do this morning, so I'm excited.
Oh, great. And thank you for taking my call today.
Absolutely. What can I do for you?
Sure. Okay, so I do have a question for you. I'm in the process of looking for a lawyer, and I'm trying to see which direction I should go in. This is for a case, something I'm no longer at the job. I do have a case. I'm putting everything together now. So possibly this could be, I talked to some of the psychics before on Block Talk, and they did give me great advice. So now it's all about finding a lawyer. I do see a female lawyer, pick up her. But the thing is, do you see me finding, for example, a public defender lawyer that will take my case? Because I don't think the legal way, they're not going to do anything. So what, or should I just find a lawyer and pay?
Well, this one is a little bit of a doozy. So to make it easy for the cards, we're going to choose A and B. A will be the public pretender, and B will be the real lawyer. We're going to give
we're going to give
them a foundation to begin with, so that way we can see where we need to go. So, all right,
okay.
Let's go. I'm going to find you on the grid. Here we go. All right, public pretender. Oh. Ah. Man. All right, the card definitely heard you. So, first thing. On the A side, we decided that was going to be the public pretender. The first card I pull was the Fool, okay? The second card for that was a Seven of Pentacles, and the third from that is the Queen of Pentacles. So what that's telling me is that if you were to choose or allow a public pretender, yeah, it could go either way, but it looks like you would have a lot of running, like run around. And it looks like you would be, in some way, there's too many choices there. It's the Seven of Pentacles and the Queen of Pentacles. So, I mean, you could, but it doesn't look like it's the best choice because you're going to get the runaround. There's just too much. There's too many options here.
Okay.
For your lawyer. So, for the lawyer part, we got the Seven of Wands, and we have the Empress and Temperance. All right? So, what's that saying right now is yes. There's going to be a fight. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of time, but as long as you keep pressing every day to keep trying to get the right one and interview, you know how to look for a lawyer, I'm sure. But it's very difficult. You have to, like, talk to them and know which one is the best. As far as the public pretender, I would say that's a no. There's too many things. On this one, you got Temperance and Empress. So it's telling you the answer is lawyer. It's going to take a minute to get the right one, but for your final card, you have the Eight of Cups. So the choices are going to be there as you're looking for them. They will be there. The choices are there. You just have to go in that direction.
Okay, so I'm going to start because I don't want to let this case go. But it is definitely a case.
Looks like the cards are definitely telling you something here. Definitely look, because there is a case here. I just pulled out another card when you said that, and it was the Nine of Pentacles. So it is going to be a bit of a fight, and it looks like you can win. So Temperance is telling you patience. Patience is the key, and seeking him out. So Godspeed.
Okay, so I'm going to start looking. You are right. Well, okay, that sounds good. Can we ask one more question or no?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm thinking, so I took this administrative assistant course, okay? There's one more course I have to take to get my certificate, and I'm trying to see, do the cards want me to go back down in January, or do they prefer for me to wait until April?
All right, I'm going to shuffle, and we're going to pull out two cards. One for January and one for April, and that'll give us yes and no. Yes or no.
Yeah.
All
right. Only because I have to do another survey, because I'm out of disability until February, and I got to do a GYN procedure, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be up and about, you know, or should I just relax? That's what it is.
All right. So for the first one you had mentioned, what was the month?
January.
January. And what was the other one?
The next class starts April.
Yes, for the April.
That's what I was thinking, yes, and just kind of wait it out on January. That sounds, yeah. So that way, because I'm doing a procedure and I need to rest before I get back to work. It's not it's a benign procedure. Yeah, it's a benign procedure. But it's just that I don't feel like getting on a train, the weather's cold, so I'm gonna wait until the April and I'll still get the certificate, so that's fine.
Yep, it says April is a good time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I'm going to take my time and start looking for a lawyer. And I'll call back once I think I've got one. Okay.
Absolutely. We will be here.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Happy New Year. Bye. And have a blessed day.
You too, everybody.
Hello?
845, thank you for holding. What can I do for you?
Hi. I got a question, please, that's in my mind. The lady, she's a Libyan. She promised a job to my daughter. She's going to give her the job.
Okay, so she promised a job.
Yes.
To your daughter, and you want to know if this is going to happen, if she's being real.
Right.
All right. Apologies for my coughing. I'm still a little sick. I'm went to the doctor and everything, and they're just like, it's a cold, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
No.
All right. So, we want to know. So, I'm going to find you on the grid. I'm going to shuffle these babies here. And then we're going to pull a scenario and see if she's being truthful.
Yes.
Well, I will tell you from the start, the shuffle was not good. I'm going to do it one more time. That was energy I did not like, so she seems all right. Well, a card just flew out of the deck, and it is the Magician. So, manifestation. Let's see what the next one says.
Sure.
Okay. Lots of things here. All right, so the first card I pulled was the Magician. So, I apologize. So basically what the Magician talks about is manifestation and being the one to have all of the elements needed to do whatever it is they want to do, to make whatever it is they want to make in a way. So you have the Four of Wands next to that. That was the second card I pulled. So the Four of Wands is basically about victory, but being able to rest at a resting time. So this tells me that the promise was made. She made the promise. We had a relief, a sigh of relief. So the next card I pulled, this is the Fool. So the Fool is zero in the Major Arcana. It's before the Magician. The Magician is number one. So in a sense, we're beginning a new journey. We're supposed to, anyway. So I pulled out the final card. The final meaning is the Seven of Swords. So as she meant goodwill, the seven is about betrayal and doing things behind the scenes and basically lying or having ulterior motive. So we're going to throw a card on top of that one so that way we can understand better. So the Knave of Pentacles. She's younger.
The lady? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she's new to all of this, basically, in this world of mingling and getting jobs from, or even being promised jobs and dealing with people like that. You know how it is. I've dealt with this same sort of thing, too.
You in a sense
so
of
she's trusting.
Even if she was a Santa Contrato.
Oh, wow. Well, she seems like she's a trusting person. So let's make this even more clear. Well, it doesn't look like the job's not there, but it does look like the person that's promising the job to her is underhanded, like not good really on the inside. So as she may have promised it, it may be there, but there may be some ulterior motives there. Mom, it's not dying. It's 50%. Okay. We're almost done here. But thank you. You didn't have to. Oh, that was good. Oh, my mom brought me a charger for my Mac. That's really nice of her. So what I think here is that she should keep her ears open, because as this lady is promising a job, and it looks like it would be good, this Seven of Swords means her inside, what she means isn't good. Like, it will be underhanded, and maybe she will try and pull one over on her, maybe not pay her well. But she has the Two of Wands.
Yeah.
And I pulled on top of that the Ace of Swords. So she can come out on top through this, but I would definitely seek out other jobs. It may end up that this may be the only job, even if she does get it, but it won't be so great. But this person that's promising the job isn't great. I can guarantee you that.
I see. You mind if she asks another question?
Okay.
She's another girl, a little bit. In New York. The name is Sarah. She's a good worker with my daughter.
She used to work with your daughter?
The girl, the name is Sarah. Yeah, good worker with my daughter.
Good work? I'm sorry, you broke up, but the internet here is terrible.
Yeah,
say
the girl.
Your question was. The girl? Okay.
She's okay. This girl working with my daughter. The name is Sarah.
Okay. So, do you want with question in this sense? I am assuming. So, in a second, I'm going to have you repeat that. Why? Okay. because they will understand better. All right, go ahead.
The girl, the name is Sarah. She's okay working with my daughter on this project.
It will be in miss, and it's in the middle of neutral because she's going to have to assert her station and her person. She's going to have to, like, stand up for herself and her spot.
All right.
But she'll make it out. I mean, she'll be good. She just has to maintain her strength and her station of her person, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy
God
New
bless,
Year
Sharon.
And have a great day.
Yes, you. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, what an eventful day. What an eventful day already. That's pretty insane. So I think we might actually have time because I wanted to do this because it is that time. We can do it.
Thank you.
That is one of my favorite mantras when the internet isn't saying fuck you. All right, everybody. I think that was a good tarot day. I don't think anyone else is coming. So, yay, we did it. And, oh, yeah, people, guess what? I raised $5 for my supportful charity for kids. Lunches. Actually, I got that money in person because I sold this nice man over Christmas a tarot pack that was at my job. I was telling him what I was doing tarot for, and he gave me $5 in person. So I'm going to take $5 and put it on the supportful. But yeah, if you liked your readings, then there is a link on our page on the radio station, and you can go donate 5 cents, a dollar, I don't care what it is. It's going towards kids' lunches because, you know, kids aren't eating and this government sucks. So hope everyone had a happy new year and have a safe day. Bye. That's the tea, bitches.